Hi folks, Matt McSpirit here, technical evangelist for our data center technology and Azure Stack. And you're joining us in another one of our Azure Stack modules where we're looking at Azure Stack for the developer. And in this particular module, I'm joined by Matt from the Azure Stack team. So two Matts today. And he's going to help us understand just some of the tooling around Azure Stack that's going to make it a lot easier for you to develop, build, run applications on Azure Stack, but also on Azure, and how you can get started today on Azure for Azure Stack in the future. Easy for me to say. Tell us about yourself.
Just like Matt said, I'm a program manager on the Azure Stack team, and I'm concentrating in developer scenarios. And something that comes up quite often is how can I get started developing today for Azure Stack, even if I may not have it or may not have access to one just yet? What are some tools and some things I can take advantage of today that'll allow me to start building applications for Azure Stack?
Now, before we get into the tool specifically, what should people know about the platform, just as a recap for people?
Right. So if we take a look at the hybrid cloud platform, Azure and Azure Stack really, in the end, expose the same developer and tenant-facing constructs in both instances. Yes, underneath the infrastructure that's hosting these constructs is a little different. Because it's your Azure data center, it's your Azure instance in your data center. But at the end of the day, the tenant-facing constructs are the same. So it's important to keep in mind that as we're using tooling, those tools that work against Azure work just as well against Azure Stack. And so mm-hmm. that consistent tooling environment will really help you as a developer bring your application onto Azure Stack. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how to take some of those artifacts that you've created in Azure and how to kind of leverage those and bring them into Azure Stack.
Cool.
There's a few different elements of consistency we have across clouds. And so I've mentioned a little bit about tooling. For instance, if you're used to using the PowerShell interfaces for Azure or the CLI interfaces for Azure, those work just as well with Azure Stack. Similarly, application patterns that are applicable in Azure are also applicable in Azure Stack. In the end, template automation and some of the stuff that works with Azure Resource Manager is really going to be what drives a bunch of consistency between Azure and Azure Stack, allowing you to kind of take your application seamlessly and bring it with your Azure Resource Manager template into Azure Stack.
And build hybrid applications as well.
Right.
That span
and
both.
If you want to span both, or if you want to have an application that is sometimes deployed in public and sometimes deployed in private, maybe say for production in private, that's certainly a scenario that we take as central to our goals.
Nice.
Looking again at the infrastructure, Azure obviously has a bunch of different locations. It also has a number of sovereign clouds. Azure Stack is really just adding another location or region, if you will, that is really just your data center. And so when you think about it like that, one of the first things that's important to think about when you're developing templates for Azure Stack is that typically Azure templates have locations referenced in them, and they're deployed to certain locations. So for example, an Azure location might be West US. West US is not going to be the name of your location, which is your Azure Stack location. In the technical preview 2, we refer to that location as local. And so one of the first things you want to watch out for when you're building templates for Azure Stack is to change any hard-coded locations you have so that they match the location available in your Azure Stack, which is local for technical preview 2. Mm-hmm. And so just jumping off the bat, these are some of the template modifications that will kind of go a long way into helping you develop for Azure Stack. So yeah, your application takes advantage of a lot of the shared ecosystem of Azure and Azure Stack. Another area that is of interest when you're developing templates for Azure Stack is changing endpoints. So in public Azure, the endpoints that we use are generally blob.core.windows.net, for example, which is a storage account endpoint. In Azure Stack, because again, it's your piece of Azure, the DNS the suffix will actually be different. So for technical preview 2, the suffix is something like AzureStack.local, which is, again, configurable based on how you deployed your environment, but It's something to keep in mind when you have templates. A lot of times the templates that you have may have hard-coded this blob endpoint, so it's important to kind of call that out and replace it with a parameter that's dynamic. And you can recover that from the storage account variable and put the blob endpoint that's correct for the environment there. So it's just something to keep in mind, and parameterizing blob endpoints will go a long way to preventing template failures when you go ahead and deploy onto Azure Stack after building your template in Azure.
Cool.
Cool. So another key aspect of creating templates for Azure Stack to keep in mind is API versions. So in Azure Stack, API versions are they're a subset of what's available in Azure. So at any given time, there's going to be a delta between Azure and Azure Stack, mostly due to the fact that Azure is always innovating and far ahead, and there'll be a kind of a lag for that innovation to reach us in Azure Stack. And so during that time, it's important to keep in mind the API versions that Azure Stack supports. A lot of times, Azure and Azure Stack will support the same API versions. So it, like, as long as you stay within the Azure Stack provided API version, they'll also work on Azure. So it's the key takeaway here is to kind of look and review the API versions that are supported in Azure Stack and also your Azure Stack, depending on how you've configured it, and make sure that your templates don't reference API versions outside of that.
Mm. Cool.
So those are some basic template changes that can help you bring your Azure template into Azure Stack. Another set of tools that we have to kind of take advantage of those templates that you have in Azure are, we have two tools. One's called the Template Validator tool, and another is called the Policy Module. And we'll start by talking a little bit about the Policy Module. So the Policy Module for Azure Stack allows you to constrain your Azure subscription or your Azure resource group to the capabilities that exist in your Azure Stack. That can help you make sure that the templates as you're developing them don't deviate outside of what is available in your Azure Stack when they're being developed in Azure. So for instance, if you're referencing services that are not yet available in your Azure Stack instance in your Azure template, that can cause issues when you go to deploy that. So the goal of these modules is to kind of help you catch these early and give you confidence when you're developing in Azure that you can actually go ahead and deploy templates into Azure Stack.
So it just ensures that you've got that lowest common denominator of what's going to work in both.
Right, right. And it's very important to make sure that you can develop quickly in Azure. And so if, for instance, you have an application that you intend to take into production on Azure Stack, but it's much more convenient for you to do your development and test efforts against Azure, this is a great way to make sure that you're not stepping outside the bounds of the Azure Stack environment that you intend to deploy into. So you can, again, quickly iterate and continue your development cycle on Azure, but also have the confidence that you can then deploy into Azure Stack.
So, and save you time later on as
right,
well,
exactly.
Rather than correcting yourself, having to re-engineer, figure out why it's not working in the future. So yeah, very valuable.
Cool. So let's go ahead and do a quick demo of some of this tooling. So we'll start with the policy module. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at the Azure Stack policy module. So this module allows you to craft what's called an Azure Resource Manager policy. And Azure Resource Manager policies are used for constraining subscriptions to deploying certain types of resources, certain types of resource SKUs. And this allows, in Azure, it's generally used for allowing IT administrators to kind of constrain their Azure environments for the developers into resources that are allowed by their IT policy. But in this case, we're going to use it to constrain your Azure environment to actually resources that are available in your Azure Stack Cloud. And I stress the your because this tool in the application I'll show you, this is based on using Technical Preview 2, so the capabilities that are available in that. But down the line, you could imagine as you install different services and make different capabilities available in your Azure Stack, you could have a policy that's actually customized specifically to yours. And so it may not include all the general capabilities, but only the capabilities that you chose to light up for your Azure Stack. So we can go ahead and start by importing the policy module. After that, we can kind of go ahead and log into my Azure subscription. So again, this is my Azure subscription because we're going to be constraining my Azure environment to what's available in Azure Stack. So this demo doesn't actually require an Azure Stack environment to work. So you can actually go ahead and get started even if you don't have an Azure Stack environment available to you. So now I'm just going to go ahead and log in. Okay, so in this environment, generally one way to kind of handle the policy module is you may want to have a resource group that denotes the parts of your application that you want to deploy to Azure Stack. So if you have like applications that you know are eventually going to run in Azure Stack, it might be a good way to denote that with your own resource group. So I've actually already created the resource group called Azure Stack. And so we'll skip that line, but that's generally one way to do it. Another way you could do it is you can constrain your entire subscription to match only the capabilities that are available in Azure Stack. So regardless of how many resource groups you have, they would all have the policy applied to them. The resource group method might be nice for the case where you have applications that you're trying to develop for Azure that you know are never going to come down, but you also have some applications that you know will go into production in an on-premises environment or be dev and tested on Azure Stack. So let's go ahead and create the policy for our Azure Stack. So the command we just ran allows you to kind of craft the Azure Stack policy. So right here. And this really just hits at the module that is available in the Azure Stack Tools GitHub repository. It creates a policy that's based on your Azure Stack. In the case where in its current form, it's just grabbing the generic set of capabilities that are available in TP2. So as soon as you've done that, you can go ahead and specify the resource group where you would like to apply the policy. In this case, we'll just use the resource group that we created earlier called the Azure Stack resource group and conduct a policy assignment. And there we go. So you can kind of see below here that we've gone ahead and actually applied the policy. So now that resource group is restricted to the capabilities available in Azure Stack.
So you've done two stages there. You've, right. You've said, okay, this is the policy I want to use for my Azure Stack against my Azure mm-hmm. environment. Now apply it to this specific resource group.
Right. That's exactly it. So the key takeaway being that the policy that we provide in the tool today is generic for mm-hmm. Technical Preview 2, but eventually you could imagine a case where you may want to customize it for your Azure Stack.
Yeah.
So now we'll go ahead and deploy a template. And so this is a template that maybe a developer has crafted in Azure and wants to go ahead and kind of test it against Azure Stack. So if we go ahead and deploy this template, we'll kind of go ahead and see if we have any issues with that given our policy.
So walk us through while it's working away there. What have you got in these two sections of this script here? So you've got a try section, then you've got a catch. What's going on?
Right. So we're going to go ahead and attempt the deployment of the template, and we're going to see if we're going to get any errors back occurred during the template deployment. And what we're looking for is actually what you see here, which is any errors that are related especially to the policy. So if you notice, resource microsoft.storage/storage accounts failed with the message, it has essentially been disallowed by one or more policies, and it cites the Azure Stack policy that we created earlier. So it's a key indication that for some reason the storage account that we attempted to create was actually not allowed by the Azure Stack policy. So if we dig a little deeper and say, okay, well, what exactly is going on there, and we take a look at our template, you'll notice that the storage account actually is using a capability that's not quite available in Azure Stack. So if you look at the storage account type, which is referenced right here, so you notice that it's a standard GRS. Mm-hmm. And so geo-redundant storage is not a capability that's available in Azure Stack Technical Preview 2. And for this application, for instance, it doesn't quite make a difference. And so this is something where the policy tool is essentially saying, well, geo-redundant storage is a capability certainly available in Azure, but it's not quite available in Azure Stack yet. And it's a capability that probably for this application, we don't necessarily need. So I'm going to go ahead and make that change. Then you can go ahead and redeploy, and it'll actually go through. So the key there is that the policy kind of helped us take a corrective action to make mm-hmm. sure that the template that we have that we created in Azure can go ahead and deploy on Azure Stack. So It's just a great way to give you confidence when you're developing in Azure that you've got something ready for Azure Stack.
So it didn't give you the answer directly. It didn't say it's specifically this. So you would need to do a little bit of investigative
work. Right. You'd
have
to kind of look at the resource and look at some of the capabilities that are available in your Azure Stack and kind of take a look and look at the delta there. Mm-hmm. The template validator tool we'll discuss next has a little bit more specific answers, but
right.
it's a good way to kind of get started. And again, this is something you'd use against your environment in Azure. So it's if you've got some kind of a continuous integration pipeline or something like that where you're deploying frequently, it's a good way to kind of say, well, as we make changes, are we stepping outside the bounds?
Yeah, cool.
So now we'll go to the second demo, which is the template validator tool. So
that's the policy tool. Mm-hmm. Now the validation templates, but then this can be run offline, right?
Right. Yeah. So the main difference between the policy is that the policy is like applied to your environment, mm-hmm. so it's kind of native to your Azure environment. Whereas the template validator is a tool that it's standalone. You can take it offline and just run it against. It does static evaluation of the templates, so generally it'd be good to have the policy applied to your Azure subscription where you're trying to create Azure Resource Manager templates for Azure Stack. But as you're developing, maybe if you want to do quick cycles before you even deploy to Azure, you can actually just run this tool to kind of give you a sanity check saying, hey, some of these resources are actually not available in your Azure Stack environment.
Cool.
So just as before, the first things we'll do is we'll get started by importing the modules. So we'll import the capabilities modules. Okay. So the modules are now imported. So actually, if you look at my folder structure briefly, I have a folder called templates, which actually contains some of the templates that my organization has crafted for Azure. And so we have a bunch of different templates, and they're under each subheading. So if we click in, you can kind of see that there's, for every given folder, there's a number of template artifacts. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to try to do here is we're going to go check them real quickly using the template validator to see if there's any potential issues with loading them into my Azure Stack Technical Preview 2 environment. So let's go ahead and kick off the module.
So you're tenting multiple templates simultaneously.
Correct. So if you have a number of templates that you've got, just a number of applications that you've developed for Azure over time, it might be a good place to kind of start off and say, hey, what are some of the gaps here? And so this is, again, pre-deployment and standalone, so it's just a static analysis, but it may help you kind of make progress. So if we notice here, 8 of our templates actually passed validation. So 8 of them were good to go for Azure Stack, but we did have one that failed. And if you notice, it outputs something called templateValidationResults.html. So it's kind of an HTML results page. So if we go back into the folder there, you'll notice the results is created. And we can kind of double click that and open up the view a little bit bigger here.
Nice formatting of the table.
Yeah, so you can see that, like, for instance, we had a template failed, and this was the ACS DCOS template. And specifically, we were told that the container service was not found in the capabilities that are available in the Azure Stack list. So without those capabilities available, the template was not successful. So it's important that you know pretty much off the bat that service will prevent you from deploying that template in Azure Stack. So if we go ahead and take a look at the actual template that set off this output message, we can kind of see that indeed it is referencing the Azure Container Service. So you can see right here. And again, this is just a quick sanity check to say, hey, there's a certain amount of services and capabilities that are available in your Azure Stack. Are the templates that you're crafting in Azure, are they stepping outside the bounds of that? So those are the two demos for today, and these both these tools, you'll find them in the Azure Stack Tools GitHub repository. The template validator is coming soon, not quite ready just yet, but the policy module is available and ready to use there. So hopefully that can help you with your development efforts, and I think it should be a good way to kind of get started on Azure.
Definitely.
If you don't have an Azure Stack quite available just yet.
So you've said getting started. If you had to list your top three things that people should be aware of, getting obviously the template validator and the policy module. What else? What else would you recommend if people are just getting started with Azure Stack, and Azure itself?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say that the templates themselves, looking at some of the unique properties of Azure Stack, especially what we kind of some of the stuff we discussed earlier with the blob endpoints, the resource group locations, and the API versions. And these are unique factors about Azure Stack that you may not understand immediately if you've come from Azure. So it's important to kind of wrap your mind around what capabilities you're taking advantage of there, so that when you come to Azure Stack, you're ready to go. So
cool.
Those are most often are the things we see tripping folks up. But hopefully, you'll be able to go ahead and start deploying some Azure templates to Azure Stack.
Cool. And there's loads on GitHub for people to get started. Yep.
Azure Stack Tools GitHub repository. We also have some documentation that can help you through some of this. But yeah, we're really excited to see some folks go ahead and start developing for Azure Stack. Yeah. It's going to be a good experience to see what folks can come up with.
Cool. Well, thanks, Matt, for your time and helping us understand these new tools. Very useful indeed. And stick with us as we continue our look at Azure Stack for the developer and explore more modules, helping you understand how you can get started and really move forward with your development for Azure and Azure Stack. See you again soon.